KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Girls State basketball tournament off and running in Des Moines. Yesterday in first round action in Class 1A, Rachel Smith scored 22 points as second-ranked Exira EHK stayed undefeated with a 63-48 win over Bedford in a 1A quarterfinal round game yesterday. Heard here on KJAN.
What we say as a team is we live to play another day. I mean, that's all it's about. I mean, we get to come back, and I mean, I'm just so happy for the team, I guess. It's awesome.
Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton never trailed as they ran their record at 25-0.
It was incredible. I mean, and I'm just so glad that we get to come back on Thursday and play again. So, because I'm not ready for the season to be over, so it's awesome.
That is Rachel Smith. Exira EHK won despite shooting only 35% in the first half. They finished the game just 1 of 13 from three-point range.
You know, it's a lot of young kids out there. We got two sophomores and a freshman. It's new to them, but at the same time, you know, I don't think they changed the height of the rim. It's one of the things we had talked about. So we're just going to, the nerves were there, but, you know, it's the same thing for the opposition. Everybody's nervous when you come to this building. That's how it goes. But I'm proud of them the way that they fought. We found a way to get it done.
That's Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson, who was happy with the effort of his team.
Winning ugly, that's kind of what it was today, and I told that to him after the game. You know, and I know that's kind of how it went, but, you know, that's part of it. You survive, and, you know, it's, and I told him, I said, you know, you're in the state semifinals. It's something you should be happy with and enjoy the time.
Freshman Sophia Peppers added 17 points and 10 rebounds for the Spartans. Rose Anderson had a solid game with 7 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds. Bedford made it to the state tournament for the fourth time in 5 years. Fallon Beamer had 15 points to lead them as their season comes to a close. Next up for the Spartans will be a date with Springville on Thursday morning. Megan Wagaman's layup with 11 seconds left snapped a 50-all tie as Springville edged fourth-rated Fremont Mills 53-50 to advance to the 1A quarterfinals.
Well, it's exciting. You know, obviously the regional final was exciting, and then, you know, this is exciting for our program. It's my first trip here, first time in the interview room, so that's pretty fun, too. And, you know, the kids are excited. I know our student body's excited that school will be canceled again on Thursday, so we get a lot of support from them back home, too.
That's Springville coach Nate Sanderson, who says the Orioles made some key plays in the waning seconds. Springville was up 16 points late in the first half, but Fremont Mills staged a second-half rally.
I'll be honest with you. When I was in the locker room, I knew when we came out it was going to be a last possession shot. Either they're going to make the shot or we're going to make the shot. I knew our girls wouldn't go away. So they battled their hearts out like they have for basically 4 years and just came up short.
That's Fremont Mills coach Rod Williams. The Knights end their season with a mark of 23-2. Other 1A first round results, Newell Fonda beat Colonesco 70-42. Burlington Notre Dame a 78-60 winner over Central Lyon. In Class 2A girls state basketball yesterday, South Central Calhoun capitalized on its size to win in the state tournament for the first time. The 6th-ranked Titans took the lead for good with a 10-0 run late in the first half as they went on to a 64-50 victory over number 4 IKM Manning. With a front line of 6'1 Tori Osmond, 6' Haley Burks, and 5'11 Tiffany Toms, South Central Calhoun got inside for numerous close-in shots, frustrating the Wolves when they got close to the basket. The Titans out-rebounded IKM Manning 41-29 and held the Wolves to 21% shooting in the second half. Osmond led the winners with 17 points. Burks had 16 to help out with the effort yesterday. The Wolves just could not get there terribly close, and they played much of the second half without their leading scorer, Morgan Mulbauer, who fouled out in the third quarter. Mulbauer, who was averaging 17 points a game, had 8 points, 10 rebounds in the final game of her career. Andy Nully led the Wolves with 12 points yesterday. The other 2A first-rounders, Unity Christian beat Cascade 53-34, North Lynn over Des Moines Christian 57-46. Today's action at the state tournament includes the final 2A first-round game this morning. At 10 o'clock, it's Western Christian playing Iowa City Regina. Then in the 3A first-round action, Mediapolis plays Mount Vernon at 1 o'clock today. It'll be at, that should actually be 1:30 today. Nevada will face off against Red Oak. Red Oak 20-4 coming into that game against a 21-3 Nevada squad. Also, Crestwood will play Spirit Lake, and Pocahontas area faces Clear Lake. Then tonight in 4A first-round games, Carlisle plays Waverly Shellrock. And at 8:30 tonight, Harlan will battle Cedar Rapids Xavier. Harlan at 23-0, ranked number one. The defending champs going for their second straight title open up against Cedar Rapids Xavier, who's 17-6. On boys basketball last night, Class 3A sub-state championship games were held. Quite the ball game in Atlantic. How about Glenwood? They lost twice to Atlantic, twice to Harlan, and twice to Denison in the regular season. And one by one, they beat each of those teams in the postseason. Last night, it was Glenwood over Denison, 54-49 in a packed and loud house at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium as the Rams make their first state tournament appearance since 1952. Also in the state tournament in 3A, the games last night saw Dallas Center Grimes beat Perry in overtime 73-70. Lamar's beat Spirit Lake 76-65. Waverly Shellrock over Webster City 60-46. Dubuque Wallert over Crestwood 71-43. Cedar Rapids Xavier topping Mount Vernon 80-64. Williamsburg beat Fort Madison in overtime 65-64. And Pella over Norwalk 62-51. And in college men's hoops last night, a huge comeback up in Ames, trailing Oklahoma by 21 points in the second half. Iowa State responded with a 22-0 run as they go on to post a 77-70 victory.
It was really fun, to go out there and just see things clicking after a first half where we just could not get anything going. The ball was sticking in hands. It wasn't moving side to side. It just wasn't how we play basketball. And, you know, guys just went out there. You trust your playmakers. And those guys did an awesome job in the second half.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones picked up the intensity in the second half as Iowa State trailed by 19 at halftime. Hoiberg said, though, nobody panicked.
Everybody was engaged with what we were talking about. I could hear them talking to each other through the locker room wall when we were sitting in our coach's room. And, you know, I knew we'd come out. I knew we'd come out in the second half. I don't know if we'd win, but I did think we'd come out and play hard.
Cyclones are 11-6 in the Big 12, 21-8 overall after that exciting victory last night. Also in top 25 hoops, second-ranked Virginia wrapped up its second straight ACC regular season title with a 59-47 win over Syracuse. Also, Texas bolstered its fading NCAA tourney hopes, beating number 14 Baylor 61-59. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.